As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And that sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, October the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come in at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions from time to time, even if we have to invent them whole cloth. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, stirring up all kinds of philosophically radical thought this week, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can always pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You can also log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion there. Or you may send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri this morning. Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. That information, all of our contact information, can be found at becomevocallocal.com. And, of course, the archives of the daily broadcast can all be found at oraclebroadcasting.com. Gold nails, $1,350 in early trading this morning. Silver, near $23 on Goldman's fairly bad to very bad warning. We'll talk about that in the market section. Climate change talks fizzle and sputter in China. Cancun, can the con? Well, we'll find out about that as well. Part 3, the Book of Enoch, Jewish collaborative writing, future life. We'll go there as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading up $3.60 an ounce at $1,344.20 a troy ounce. Silver off 4 cents off its relatively high closing yesterday at $22.83, just 17 cents shy of $23. Platinum up $5 in early trading at $1,696 a troy ounce, and palladium up $4 at $581. Closing in on that $600 mark for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a new high in gold this morning, 1,341.30 for a low, $1,352.10 for a high. Wow. At $1,344.20, your gold is up year to year, $302.30 an ounce for a 29.02% return on your investment. You're not going to get that on Main Street. London Gold Fix this morning, the AM Gold Fixers, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price for gold at $1,347, and we're just below that now. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out our market report for this morning, as we always do in this segment. Active trading again out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Finds gold trading up $360. Excuse me, that would be nice. $3.60 at $1,344.20 an ounce. Of course, this is 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 1 hour ago. Silver was up off 4 cents at $22.83. Got a message in the chat room saying that silver has breached the $23 mark, and that's good news for all of the silver bears and bugs and bulls this morning. And everybody out there that's running a community currency program or anything like that, it's good news for them. They put a lot of their effort into advancing silver as a local barter medium in their areas, and so we support them with their efforts. Platinum this morning up $5 at $1,696 an ounce, and palladium up $4 at $581. Again, the London gold fix this morning at $1,347. We have already broken through the $1,352 mark this morning early. We'll see where things go for the rest of the day. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged at 1,301.91 metric tons, ostensibly in their electronic storage chest. They do claim to have some gold. How much they have has been a matter of debate since the beginning. But at these spot prices, it's valued on the street, State Street, at $55.69 billion. This is a very deep pocket and a very large hand in the gold market. Keep your eyes peeled on the SPDR gold shares and the World Gold Council in general. the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, I don't know, pulled out all the props, stuck the air hose in it, and pumped it up 193 to close at 10,945. The NASDAQ closed up 55 at 2,400. The S&P 500 was up 24, closing out at 1,161 yesterday. The crude oil this morning off 39 cents a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, trading as they do in Oklahoma at $82.43 a barrel this morning. Watch for the price of gasoline to go up at the pumps, diesel as well, and your heating oil just in time for the cold weather. The U.S. dollar index this morning, will it go to 71.18 as Robert Chapman forecasts? Well, it might. Down this morning, 10 at 77.71. You want to find out all about the U.S. dollar index and that trade-weighted basket of currencies? As we remind you on a regular basis, go up on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. I think it's theice.com. And you can read all about the USDX. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates this morning, where we find the Canadian loonie up 12 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 98 cents. The Mexican peso up 4 basis points at 8 cents U.S. The euro this morning up 28 basis points at $1.39 U.S. That's really getting up there. The British pound, equally strong, but down a little bit this morning, off 34 basis points in early trading. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.58. The euro, the British pound, all the other currencies, of course, are going up as the U.S. dollar goes down. The Swiss franc this morning, the stalwart little strong Swiss franc, up another 29 basis points now. New territory at $1.04 U.S. The bond market this morning, a very low two-year yield on those treasuries. The U.S. treasuries yielding 0.39%. It's the lowest I've seen it. Not a good sign for the U.S. treasuries. A 10-year at 2.41. Can it go lower than that? Yes, it might even go in half of that. 1.25 wouldn't be unreasonable. 30-year, 3.72%. So things are not looking good in the treasuries. In the mortgage market, however, the 15-year mortgage moves down from 3.86% a month ago to 3.75%, making those 15-year fixed rate mortgages even more affordable if you can find a bank to advance the funds. The 30-year moves down from 4.38% for a fixed-rate mortgage to 4.27%, and this morning the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Big news on Bloomberg this morning. Goldman Sachs says the U.S. economy may be fairly bad. Golly gee. Well, what do you know? Wes Goodman, writing for Bloomberg, calls it, here's his article. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. said the U.S. economy is likely to be fairly bad or very bad over the next 6 to 9 months. Get your seatbelts on, folks. Screw those tinfoil hats down real good. We see two main scenarios. Analyst John Hatzius, the New York-based chief U.S. economist at the company, wrote in an email to clients, quote, a fairly bad one in which the economy grows at 1.5% to 2% rate through the middle of next year, and the unemployment rate rises moderately to 10%, and a very bad one in which the economy returns to an outright recession. Oh, my. The economy grows at 1.5% to 2% in the face of an 8% inflation rate. I'd say we're going backwards and sliding down the hill. Put out your anchor, folks. The Federal Reserve will probably move to spur growth as soon as its next meeting on November the 2nd or the 3rd. Hatzius said expectations for central bank action have already led to lower interest rates, higher stock prices, and a weaker dollar, and I must say a climbing gold price and silver as well, according to Goldman Sachs, one of the 18 primary dealers that are required to bid at government debt sales. How would you like to be bound to that? Required to bid on the U.S. debt. Fed Chairman Benjamin Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke, and his fellow policymakers are debating whether to increase treasury purchases to spur the U.S. economy. Well, certainly if you're buying treasuries, you know, it's going to be pretty cheap with interest rates around 0.39%. Continuing, U.S. five-year yields dropped to a record of 1.1755% today amid signs that the recovery is losing momentum. The fairly bad, quote-unquote, fairly bad outlook for slow growth and rising unemployment without a recession will probably be the one that occurs, the email said. So we'll just have a fairly bad year coming up. The fairly bad outlook. Not the very bad one, but the fairly bad one. Renewed recession. Hotsiot's note reiterated comments he made yesterday at a forum in Washington. When he placed the odds, yeah, these are bookmakers, they're always checking their book. When he placed the odds of a renewed recession at 25% to 30%, a renewed recession, as if we're not in a depression already, he told reporters that that was up from 15% to 20% at the start of the year. How does one set their odds on that? What, do you have some special Ouija board there, Bubba? Maybe you got your gazing ball, huh? You're throwing the I Ching trying to figure this one out. Another $1 trillion of asset purchases by the Fed would probably lower long-term interest rates by about 0.25%. Of course, the benchmark rate is set at 0.25%. Pretty soon, they're just going to open up the window and start hollering it out. Free money. Free money in America. Come and get it. The Fed bought $1.7 trillion worth of treasury and mortgage debt in a program that ended in March. The purchases helped to push the mortgage rates to historic lows. Well, there you go. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yes, indeed. Gold is going up, and so is silver this morning, folks. AM Kitco Metals Roundup COMEX Gold hits a record high above $1,350. The U.S. dollar remains near-term driver. This article off of Kitco's website, Jim Wyckoff of Kitco News writing this, COMEX gold prices are trading higher and hit another new all-time record high of $1,351 an ounce in December futures Wednesday morning. That would be today. The wave of investment demand for the precious metal appears to be picking up significant momentum. December COMEX gold last traded up $7.70 an ounce at $1,348 an ounce, and spot gold was last quoted up $6.20 at $1,347.50. Of course, that's all going up. The U.S. dollar index is trading near steady Wednesday, but did hit another fresh 8.5-month low overnight. This USDX hit another 8.5-month low overnight. That's not good news. I mean, I'm always excited to see the price of gold and silver going up because I'd like to see this whole system turn inside out and, you know, shake all the dust out of it. But nevertheless, not good news for the U.S. dollar, an 8.5-month low overnight. The euro currency did hit some turbulence overnight. As reports said, Fitch, that's a rating company, has just downgraded Ireland's credit rating. Wouldn't want to be Ireland this morning. Most agree that gold's latest surge has been due in major part to the slumping greenback, whatever that means, the greenback, as many investors believe a fresh round of quantitative easing of U.S. monetary policy is in the offing. All right? In other words, they're going to fire up the printing press, and old Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and teamed up with Timmy Geithner are going to flood the whole world with more U.S. dollars. And that's strongly dollar bearish, they say. Bearish is not a good sign. Bullish is a good sign. The Bank of Japan and the Reserve Bank of Australia's central banks have this week announced they're adopting more stimulative monetary policies, which ostensibly sets the table for a U.S. adopting more U.S. Stimulative package soon. Stimulative, that's like Ex-Lax, isn't it? Keeps you stuck on the toilet. And if and when the U.S. Federal Reserve does not announce a fresh monetary stimulus package, I would not be surprised to see the U.S. dollar index actually rally, and it could even put in at least a near-term low. Reason? Traders and investors are already factoring into the market's price structure the much-expected U.S. quantitative easing. So a lot of people are already positioning themselves for the fire hose of money to be turned on once again. Once that easing is officially announced, traders may well adopt a buy-the-rumor and sell-the-fact scenario. Buy-the-rumor, sell-the-fact scenario, a phenomenon which is widely known by veteran market watchers. In this case, it would actually be sell the rumor and buy the fact. Gold investors should be aware of this distinct possibility. Now, here's a warning, as gold prices could see a significant downside price correction if the U.S. dollar index does not put in a near-term market bottom. All right? So if we don't see a reversal in this U.S. dollar index, we might see a little bit of a correction in the gold. That's a possibility. I wouldn't consider it to be a probability. The economic calendar for this week. Challenger job cut this morning comes out. Not good news here. They have announced layoffs level of 37,151. The layoffs intentions, all right, this is what we intend to do. Layoff intentions, it's like the crystal ball one more time, totaled 37,151 in September, and they say down from 34,768 in August. Well, of course, that's not down, unless you're looking at it from the standpoint of the chart. That number is up. So layoff intentions are up in September from 34,768 in August. See how you word these things? Someone not reading carefully could write their little blog up and put it on the internet, and they would say that, you know, hey, things are doing fine. The layoffs are down from August. They got to put the numbers in to see how it works out. Government layoffs were up. That's a good sign. While layoffs in the retail and the industrial goods sectors were down. That's a good sign. Hiring intentions for the retail sector soared to 114,000 in September. Of course, it's not someone's intent. It's not what they think. It's what they do that really matters. So you can say anything you want and have an intention, but until it actually translates into a paycheck in an envelope for you, it doesn't matter. Challenger's numbers can be bumpy and are a difficult gauge for Friday's unemployment report. The report itself notes that a low number of job cuts doesn't necessarily translate into increased hiring. So it's kind of just an opinion piece that they follow. And the economists do. This is another one, the ADP employment report. ADP is calling for a 39,000 decline in September private payrolls. Private payrolls. The ADP National Employment Report is computed from a subset of ADP records that in the last 6 months of 2008 represented approximately 400,000 U.S. business clients and approximately 24 million U.S. employees working in all private industrial sectors. So they're looking at a pretty broad section here, and they're calling for a 39,000 decline in September private payrolls. Those will be people standing in those unemployment lines. The MBA purchases this morning, that would be your Mortgage Bankers Association. This lets you know who's signing up for loans, who's taking out loans. In the latest sign that housing is moving up from its post-stimulus hole, mortgage applications for home purchases rose 9.3% in the October first week. Now, if that's true, that's a relatively good sign, all right? The jump was fed by a 17.2% increase in FHA applications. That's the Federal Housing Administration. The report notes the jump that precedes an October 4th deadline, after which the FHA now requires higher credit scores and higher down payments. And so before you get all excited about the number, realize that the qualifying for these loans has been altered by this requirement of having a higher credit score and putting down a higher down payment. And so just like the free money stimulus that we experienced before in the housing sector, where everybody that was signing up for a loan got a rebate, the realtors working with their clients got them all to get in there and get those mortgage applications in there before the rules became more difficult. So we don't get too excited about that particular article. And we'll just proceed right along. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke again counters the Fed unity doubt as regional chiefs echo. What's all this about? Carolyn Salas writing for Bloomberg. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin, I love Israel, Shalom Bernanke is leaving little doubt that he has enough support for more unconventional easing. So we've had quantitative easing. And now we're going to have unconventional easing, just in case you weren't confused already. But he's saying that that might happen by November. That would be a month from now. In 1 week, I guess it's looking closer than that, New York Fed President William Dudley, the Boston Fed's Eric Rosengren, didn't sound like he's Irish, and Chicago's Charles Evans advocated further Fed action. Right? Bernanke himself said on October the 4th that restarting large-scale asset purchases would probably spur growth, after saying last week that the central bank has a duty to spank your booty. No, it's a duty to aid the economy as U.S. unemployment holds near 10%. Right? They have this duty to go out there and buy assets. I don't know if they're going to buy Chicago. Are they going to buy Detroit? Are they going to buy your town? I hope they don't buy mine. I'll be back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, and so certainly we can take a look at this next article with a little bit of a grain of thought or salt. Wall Street says women are worth less as disparity over pay widens. The Don Kopecky writing here, October the 5th. Nancy Davis, a rising star at Goldman Sachs, left in January 2008 after an 8-year run betting the firm's money on derivatives. Thanks, honey. To become a portfolio manager at Highbridge Capital Management, LLC. She lost her job in 10 months later when the hedge funds cut back in the recession. For women in the financial services industry like Davis, who is still unemployed, the last few years haven't been kind. More than 5 times as many women as men lost their jobs in 3 years after July of 2007, and pay for full-time managers compared with their male counterparts worsened between 2000 and 2007, according to U.S. government data. What you're going to find in this article here, however, is that Davis and others have been suing the socks off these various companies to the tunes of many, many millions of dollars for gender disparity issues. Gender disparity issues, that's a really good way to just, you know, make everybody want to hire you, you know? And that's part of the problem in the marketplace with this all this gender equality. I mean, God help you if you don't please the ladies, because they'll turn around and sue you for something, all right? And you want to know why you're paid less? Well, ask your boss. But if you want to know why you get sacked first, well, it's because they don't want you to want to be sued. Read this article for yourself. You'll know what I'm talking about. It's on Bloomberg this morning. Rather a lengthy article, too. They really roll it all out. AIG's Lewis retires after saying we were wrong about the subprime. Again, off Bloomberg, Hugh Sun writing, American International Group, Inc.'s chief risk officer, Robert Lewis, is resigning after saying this year that the insurer underestimated the risk of derivative contracts tied to subprime mortgages. All right? And we bailed them out. I mean, this cost billions and billions to the taxpayers, all right? We were wrong about how bad things could get. Of course, inside this corporate veil, you can't pierce the veil. And so these clowns get to take a walk for free. This perp ought to be wearing a yellow, or what do they call it, an orange jumpsuit and doing major time. Maybe he could share the cell with Bernie Madoff. We were wrong about how bad things could get, Lewis told the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission in June. The Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Can you imagine getting up every morning and brushing your teeth and combing your hair, putting on your suit and going to your job at the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission? What ended up happening was so extreme that it was beyond anything we had planned for. Obviously, the whole scheme fell apart. They didn't plan for how bad it got. It got so extreme. It was beyond anything they'd planned for. Chief Executive Officer Robert Ben-Moshe, imagine that he wears a yarmulke, is overhauling management at the insurer, which was bailed out in 2008 by the government and posted the biggest quarterly loss in U.S. corporate history. Of course, you know, AIG, and the G really gives you the clue. It's tied into the United States government as deep as you can get, is from what I've heard and read. Anyway, AIG in February hired Peter Hancock to oversee finance and risk. Hancock had spent about 20 years at a predecessor to J.P. Morgan Chase and Company. Ben-Moshe said yesterday in a memo to staff that Lewis will remain for a, quote, period of time to ensure a smooth transition. Well, Bob led many teams involved in the remediation of deficiencies in our internal controls. Many teams involved in the remediation of deficiencies in our internal controls. You see what's wrong with American business today? Unbelievable, the language. The businesses in building out their own enterprise risk management functions and governance models. That's part of their problem right there. Lewis joined New York-based AIG in 1993 and was named a chief risk officer in 2004. Of course, for an insurance company, they're all about risk. They sit around worrying themselves to ulcers on a regular basis. According to the memo, here's an understatement. Lewis said he didn't know that the derivatives backing mortgage-linked securities had collateral call provisions until after Goldman Sachs made its first demand in July of 2007. He didn't know. He hadn't read the paperwork. He didn't know that derivatives-backed mortgage-linked securities had collateral call provisions. Hadn't read the contract. When asked if the provisions caused consternation within AIG, Lewis said, "I'd say that's an understatement." "I only became aware of the collateral calls completely in the latter part of 2007, Lewis said at the FCC or the FCIC hearing. He was unavailable for comment yesterday. He should be available for something worse than that this morning. The UN climate change talks make little progress. U.S. envoy Pershing says, all right, the talks are fizzling and sputtering in China. Cancun can the con, right? Stuart Briggs writing this for Bloomberg, this morning's news, the lead U.S. negotiator at climate change talks now underway in China. We shouldn't say climate change. That's really the wrong strategy. It's just global climate disruption, right? The lead U.S. negotiator at global climate change talks now underway in China said little progress has been made and warned that efforts may splinter, if not sputter, or fizzle if no accord is reached at the next meetings in Cancun, Mexico. Mexico, going to be going to Cancun. They're all over there now in China having a good time with the sex slaves. The consequences of not having an agreement after Cancun are something to worry about. Need to say that again? The consequences of not having an agreement after Cancun are something to worry about, Jonathan Pershing said today in a briefing with three news organizations in Tianjin. It may mean that we don't use this process exclusively going forward. Can Cancun can the con? I hope so. Delegates from about 175 governments, I guess you could say governance structures or something, delegates from about 100, I didn't know we had governments left on the planet. Where are they? Delegates from about 175 governments are holding a week of United Nations-led talks, there's your problem, in northern China, aimed at laying the groundwork for an agreement to mitigate climate change. To mitigate it. Do anything about it, but they're going to mitigate it. The Tianjin meeting is the last chance before envoys meet in Mexico for the November 29th to the December 10 talks. So write that one up on your calendar. Put it up on the tote board. November the 29th to December the 10th. A good time for a vacation in Cancun. In the middle of the winter, I'm sure everyone planned that out very carefully. The last climate summit in Copenhagen in 2009 failed to produce a binding agreement, even after leading leaders, including Barry the Usurper, fly in to sit in a folding chair in the aisle to try and hammer out a deal, which no one was listening to Barry, of course. He got a lot of things hammered out, however. Among the major sticking points was a division between developed and developing nations over pollution reduction goals and the verification of emissions cuts. I think the real major sticking point was the East Anglia emails going viral on the internet while these fools sat there with their green hats in their hands. Lower standards? Developing nations, including China, can't accept the kind of stringent international oversight of their efforts to cut domestic emissions that developed countries demanded at Copenhagen. All right? They can't stand, they can't accept this kind of stringent international oversight. They don't want people in their countries. Why would they? They don't want people in there poking around, looking in their factories, looking in their energy production facilities, giving A ratings and B ratings and C ratings. They say, hey, buzz off. It's a free market, you know. Instead, the U.S. and developed nations should focus on raising their emission targets. Xu Wei, China's chief negotiator on climate change, said, before you start poking your finger at us, we'll look in the mirror, Bubba. That's another way of saying that. Pershing said the U.S. was trying to reach a compromise with developing nations on monitoring, reporting, and verification. Well, we'll be right back.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So these three criteria seem to be really at the top of this article, the idea of monitoring, reporting, and verification. That's called in negotiating parlance as MRV, with less stringent requirements for the poorer countries. Of course, this is social equity again. Monitoring, reporting, and verification. It's pretty tough, you know, when you're dealing with the king's clothing. Monitoring the king's clothing, you can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, you're not sure that it's there. And everybody keeps trying to pump it into the ground or sell it to their neighbor. But anyway, monitoring, reporting, and verification of carbon dioxide seems to be at the height of the discussion. Here's a little bit more. We've got to follow the money in all of this. European Union distribution plan may put an upward pressure on carbon price. All right, you're mostly carbon, by the way. You are the carbon footprint. We all have them. The European Union, this new news by Matthew Karoff, Bloomberg, the European Union planned to use so-called benchmarks to limit distribution of free carbon dioxide allowances. Get in line with that free carbon dioxide allowance. Maybe I can get my free carbon dioxide allowance. It may put upward pressure on prices, according to analysts at Bloomberg's New Energy Finance. The new energy finance, boy, well, how nice. I get some of that paper in my portfolio. The benchmark plan, disclosed yesterday in a draft from the EU regulator, doesn't affect the overall cap for an 8-year period ending in 2020, said Konrad Hanschmidt, a London-based analyst at New Energy Finance. New Energy Finance. Going forward, things are going to be looking rather interesting. The most important impact on the market will be psychological. Can't you see the king's clothing? We can. The most important impact on the market will be psychological in terms of the selling behavior of industrial players. We believe the majority will see the tightness of the draft benchmarks as an additional reason to hold on to their volume. Hold on to their volume. The volume of what? Carbon dioxide? How long are they supposed to hold their breath? Upgas, Upblas, providing upward pressure on EUA prices in the short term. My. Interesting. Here's another one. Oil supply rises in a survey as refining declines. Well, we see the price of crude going up and up and up. Of course, that's all speculation. Margaret Habibi, writing for Bloomberg, is going to tell us why it's just speculation. U.S. oil supplies probably rose last week. Yeah, with an increase of supply, the price keeps going up. Why? As refineries undergoing their seasonal maintenance, remember, this is the season for maintenance in refineries, cut their processing rates to the lowest level since April. So they cut their processing rates to the lowest level since April, and yet U.S. oil supplies probably rose last week, reducing the demand for crude. Okay, so they've got crude in stockpiles. They're not processing it, so the crude stockpiles are increasing while they're doing seasonal maintenance on the refinery, so all that makes up. Stockpiles gained 413 barrels from 357.9 million. And just do the math. 413,000 barrels, they gained that many, up from 357.9 million times $82.43 a barrel. I mean, we're starting to talk about some real money. According to the median of 14 analyst estimates before an Energy Department report tomorrow, gasoline stocks were little changed in the survey and distillates fell. Oil prices climbed above $80 a barrel after the Energy Department last week reported declines in supplies of gasoline and distillate, including heating oil and diesel. Oil stocks were 13% higher than the five-year average in the week ended September the 24th. Well, we're in the heart of the maintenance season, so we'd expect a little bit of an increase in crude and a little bit of a drop in product, said Phil Flynn. Hi, my name's Phil Flynn. He's a Chicago-based analyst and trader with investment advisors PFG Best. Refinery runs are going to continue to be low. Well, there's that story. Here's another one, again, off Bloomberg, this one by Kim Chipman. They have a lot of writers, but they're starting to write their articles by themselves again. They decided to get those CIA ops out of their writing room and start trying to uncollaborate their collaborative writing process. President, well, I wouldn't call him that, Barry the Usurper will have solar panels put on the roof of the White House to demonstrate that renewable energy technology is practical for U.S. homeowners, Energy Secretary Stephen Chu said. Yeah, they're going to put the solar panels back up on the roof of the White House. Oh, the White House is going to lead by example, but of course, you know, Barry the Usurper isn't paying for these. You are. The White House, and listen to this article now, this can be rather interesting. The White House will lead by example, Chu said today at a conference in Washington. A solar water heater, damn, it's exciting, will be installed in addition to photovoltaic panels to generate electricity, which will be in place by the end of June. Let's see, this is October, and all this is going to be in place by the end of June. Right in time for the summer. Won't have any records kept in the winter. The lousy performance of their solar water heater in the middle of the winter in Washington District of Creeps. It's been a long time since we've had them up there. President Jimmy Carter had solar panels installed on the White House West Wing 31 years ago. Man, innovation. Cutting-edge technology. They were taken down under Carter's successor, Ronnie Reagan. We could also call him Ronald Reagan. That's what he was called on the streets of California in the days when he was the governor. Solar energy advocates have pressed the usurper to return panels to the executive mansion as a symbol of his commitment to renewable energy. The panels and water heater will be atop Obama's private residence. Private? He's a tenant, folks. Nothing more than that. It's not his private residence. What a lie. The panels in the water heater will be atop the usurper's apartment, that would be a better way of saying it, in the East Wing, putting solar on the roof of the nation's most important home. Give me a break. Putting solar on the roof of the nation's most corrupt building is a powerful symbol calling on all Americans to rethink how we create energy. Roan Resch, the president of the Solar Energy Industries Association, a Washington-based trade group who stands to make a fortune, no doubt, if they can convince the people that the king actually wears clothes, said in a statement, the Energy Department said in a statement that it will hold competitive bidding to choose the company that will install the solar systems. The plot thickens. Asked whether the panels on the White House roof must be made in the U.S., Stephanie Mueller, at the Energy Department spokesman, said in an email that the criteria for the winning bidder will include how well it showcases American technology, products, and know-how. The U.S., that didn't answer the question, did it? The U.S. has fallen behind China and European countries such as Germany in renewable energy. ACO makes more than half the world's wind and solar energy equipment and is widening its lead. China invested $34.5 billion in low-carbon energy technologies last year, according to the Bloomberg's New Energy Finance. The U.S. spent $18.6 billion. Chu said today that the U.S. is on course to meet the usurper's goal of doubling manufacturing capacity for renewable energy by 2012. The usurper has failed to win passage in Congress of legislation to create a cap-and-trade system limiting carbon emissions or to establish national standards for the use of renewable energy. Thomas Pyle, the president of the Institute for Energy Research, a free market analysis group in Washington, said the rooftop panels will underscore hostility by the usurper toward fossil fuels such as coal. Well, we'll have to find out what else Pyle had to say right after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back for hour number two. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 6th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Now in our second hour of today's two-hour transmission. Back in the news basket, where we've talked about everything from a bad to a very bad economy, or fairly bad to very bad economy warning from Goldman Sachs Group, all the way through a bunch of enviro-weenie type news, where we're closing out on this article about solar energy. All right, Barry the Usurper wants to put solar panels and a solar water heater back on top of the White House, so his apartment can have solar hot water and solar electric to make all of the green weenies very happy and to continue the animosity between them and the fossil fuel industry, so on and so forth. But the article continues. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. Ineffective and expensive? Thomas Pyle again. Solar energy is, quote, ineffective, expensive, and unreliable, and will continue to be so in our lifetimes and probably our children's lifetimes and beyond. Thomas Pyle is the president of the Institute for Energy Research. If that doesn't get the green weenies panties in a bunch, nothing's going to. The panels will mark the first time solar energy has been used for the private residence of the White House, the apartment that the usurper sleeps in. According to the White House Council on Environmental Quality, Carter, that would be Jimmy the peanut farmer Carter's panels were above offices and used for hot water, not electricity. So they washed their hands with solar water during Carter's time period, but they didn't generate a single watt. Under President George W. Bush, the shrub, the National Park Service installed solar voltaics and a solar hot water heater on a smaller White House facility near the main building. That would probably have been the outhouse. Bill McKibben, an environmental activist who met with the administration officials and led rallies calling for the usurper to return solar panels to the White House, said, today, the administration, quote, listened to the Americans who asked for solar on their roof. Well, actually, Bill, they listened to you. We'll blame you. Somebody send Bill McKibben, the environmental activist, the bill for this. Listen to the Americans who asked for solar on their roof, and they listened to the scientists and engineers who told them this is the pathway to the future. The symbolism of solar energy in use at the White House, symbolism, may lead to an upsurge in business. Danny Kennedy, the co-founder of the closely held Sungevity Inc., a solar company based in Oakland, California, said in an interview today, Sungevity led a solar on the White House campaign earlier this year. So I guess we can send the other part of the bill to Danny Kennedy, okay? Interesting. Let's see if we can find this one. Yes, here's another one. AEP, again, we're into the environment now, off Bloomberg. AEP to buy power from the Ohio solar plant owned by Agile at former coal mine. Listen to the details on this article. AEP Ohio, a unit of American Power Company, agreed to buy power from a 49.9... we just say 50 megawatt solar project being developed by Agile Energy Inc. and New Harvest Ventures at a former coal mine in southeast Ohio. We'll find out all the details right after this.
Mm-hmm. ACC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into this article again. We're looking at solar power. We're talking about coal power. We're talking about the animosity and the hatred between these two groups. No doubt about it. We're talking about sustainable development, sustaining the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns products. All right. San Bruno, California-based renewable energy developer Agile and the local developer New Harvest signed a 20-year contract for the Turning Point project, AEP said in a statement. Right? They're going to build a solar panel array at a former or recovered or cleaned up or restored or reclaimed coal mine in southeast Ohio. Right? The project's first 20 megawatts will come online in late 2012, followed by 15 megawatts added by the end of 2013. And 14.9, or another 15 megawatts, coming online by the end of 2014. So let's see, we've got 20 and 15 is 35. And 15 more makes it 50. 50 megawatts. 50 megawatts by the end of 2014, the developer said. Columbus, Ohio-based AEP will build the project on 500 acres of stripped mine land that it reclaimed, interesting word, maybe Hal Anthony could expound on that one for us, reclaimed in Morrow and Noble counties, all right, 500 acres. Terry Flora, spokesman for the AEP Ohio, said in an interview, Ohio requires utilities, now listen, Ohio requires utilities to meet 0.5% of their power from solar power by 2024. 0.5%. So in other words, Ohio allows, lets, or expects 99.5% of their power to come from sources other than solar power by 2024. AEP estimates the plan will enable it to meet this requirement through 2019. Less than half of 1% of the power for the Ohio coming from solar power by 2024. That's not really setting the bar very high. It's a little bit lower than the threshold at your doorway. Last week, Ohio Governor Ted Strickland signed an executive order eliminating Ohio's tangible personal property tax and real property tax for renewable and advanced energy project properties intended to spur increased development. Right? So he signed an executive order eliminating personal property tax and real property tax for renewable and advanced energy project properties. So if you've got 500 acres of prime land someplace and you want to get in on this gravy train, just tell them you're going to mount a solar panel out there someplace and contribute to the one half of 1% power requirement sought by the state of Ohio by 2024. Then you won't have to pay property taxes anymore. You won't have to sit there holding a big 500-acre piece of reclaimed strip mine and pay property taxes on it for 20 years. 20 years. 20 years. The tax holiday will affect projects that start construction before 2012, produce energy by 2013 or 2017 for nuclear, clean coal, and cogeneration projects, they say, parenthetically. I like that, nuclear, clean coal, and cogeneration. That makes sense. And create Ohio jobs, according to a statement from the governor. Now, let's find out about these Ohio jobs. Renewable requirements? Ohio requires that utilities derive 25% of their power from renewable, advanced nuclear, or clean coal energy sources by 2025. So they could use biomass, you know. They could get methane gas out of their sewage treatment plants. Anything renewable, you know, like nuclear, which you could use with a breeder reactor and have, you know, nuclear energy forever, that kind of thing. Advanced nuclear or clean coal. Michael G. Morris, AEP's chief executive officer, agreed to invest at least $20 million in the project in a press conference held with Strickland, representative of the companies involved. Isophoton S.A., oh, wait a minute, they're a Madrid-based solar panel maker. That would be Spain. Isophoton S.A., a Madrid-based solar panel maker, so that's where all of the jobs will be, will manufacture 239,400 panels for the project at a new facility that will be located in Ohio. The companies will spend $3 million on the first phase of the plant. Isophoton's Jose Carlos Sanchez Multiterno said in a press conference, Spanish company here, going to make 239,400 panels for the project for Ohio. Going to really create a lot of jobs. However, Albacete, Spain-based Prius Energy SL, will also manufacture the tracking systems, which will rotate the solar panels to face the sun at the new plant in Ohio. In June, the South Korean-based Top Tech Company Limited and Spanish solar company Afirma acquired Isophoton. And so, at the bottom of all of this, who's going to profit? The people in Ohio? No. South Korea. Well, what do you know about that? Let's go into the Chinese a little deeper here. Again, this is about the Chinese climate talks, all right? Showing little progress. You don't have to take it from us. You can take it from this Bolivian delegate here, okay? Stuart Biggs writes this for Bloomberg. United Nations talks in China aimed at reaching an agreement to mitigate climate change are making little progress, according to Pablo Solon, the head of Bolivia's delegation to the meeting. Delegations are avoiding discussion over the content of the negotiating text by introducing new proposals. While there's been no movement on the quote-unquote insufficient pledges by the developed countries to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, Solon's Bolivia ambassador to the UN says today, officials from 177 governments are meeting in Tianjin, China, to move forward on a climate treaty for when emissions targets set by the Kyoto Protocol expire at the end of 2012. Talks in Copenhagen broke down last year over issues, including setting a global emissions reduction target, and Solon said little progress is possible unless developed countries pledge bigger cuts. We don't see any kind of movement from developed countries to increase the level of emissions reduction, Solon said. If we had a set of commitments that assured developing countries that the measure will cool the planet, these talks would be moving very well. Apparently, they don't have any commitments about the cooling of the planet. There's a little bit more on this I'll share, and then we'll visit with the Book of Enoch.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so just so that you don't get the idea that, you know, going to Tianjin is a good thing for you to do and that you're missing out on something important over there again, we don't see any kind of movement from the developed countries to increase the level of emissions reduction, this fellow Solon said from Brazil. The week-long talks, or he's from Bolivia, excuse me, the week-long talks are the last before envoys meet in Cancun to try to reach an agreement that the United Nations climate chief, Cristina Figueres, has said is unlikely this year. Lots of money, lots of time, lots of diesel fuel, lots of global warming, lots of jet planes, lots of hotel rooms, lots of rubber chicken, and no deal in Cancun anticipated. Draft proposals? Delegates this week are negotiating two draft proposals reached at a meeting in Bonn, Germany, in August that need to be narrowed before Cancun. Figueres, executive secretary of the so-called UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, told reporters. The UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, that would be the FCCC, said earlier this week. Now listen, here's the quote. Very few paragraphs, close quote, have changed, Solon said. All right? So they're trying to hammer out the deals on these proposals. They're going through the various drafts. They've traveled all 177,000, you know, well, I'm just assuming. 177 countries have sent delegations to China. They're going to send more delegations to Cancun. This is being paid for by taxpayers. This is being paid for by countries where, you know, like they talk about, they don't even have a chimney for their wood stove in sub-Saharan Africa. And these people are jetting around, visiting with the sex workers in China, probably, watching porn on their laptops, hammering out the details of these draft proposals on climate change, and this on-the-ground reporter from Bolivia says very few paragraphs have changed. Couldn't they do this with emails? I think they could. I think they could. Well, with that, let's go into the Book of Enoch again, continue our study a little bit about where we left off yesterday. What I was trying to do was to share with you, right out of the encyclopedia of all commonplace places to go, that there is considerable question on the field as regards this Book of Enoch, and yet some people put it up at the level of Scripture. And I wonder why. As if we'd never taken a look at this. And of course, we've made a tie-in now yesterday to this Pico della Mirandola and Johann Reuchlin and Fabricius. And so we're right in on top of the stomping grounds of the Committee of 300. We're right in on top of the Jesuits' cathedral there, the Temple of Gesù that they have. We're right in on top of Venice now, the Venetians. We're also at a very important juncture in time. We are at a point in time right now where Johann Reuchlin and very likely either Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci, and I can't pin it down precisely because I can't find that bleeding article in my encyclopedias. I wish I could. I could share the individual that they both studied under. But here we have two sides of a dialectic. On the one hand, we have Johann Reuchlin, who, through his nephew, will influence the creation of the Protestant faith. And on the other hand, we have the beginning of the Renaissance. we have the beginning of what is liberal arts at this very important juncture. And floating amongst these people are these writings, this Ethiopic and eventually Slavonic and Hebrew book of writings known as Enoch. A very important time as we move forward into the New World Order, which occurred in 1500s, 1492, Cristobal Colón sails the ocean blue. Well, knew that this continent existed. His brother Bartholomew had maps. The only thing that Cristobal Colón really had to master was his own fear and his ability to, you know, bring that very interesting trio of caravels, a brand new design and rigging. The little caravels, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, they could make headway against the wind, sailing into the wind, they could still move forward. That was new for ocean-going vessels at the time. The caravels, they had a unique rigging that's made it possible to sail directly across the ocean, regardless of the direction the wind might be blowing, virtually sailing into the wind. Again now, dropping down into all of this discussion, there can be no question that Guillaume Postel, before 1533, was shown a copy of the Ethiopic Enoch at Rome by an Abyssinian priest and had its contents explained to him as he refers to the Noahic interpolations. And it continues. This was afterward found by Ludolf not to be the Book of Enoch, and it has not been published yet, though it contains the story of Enoch's birth. And so there's a variety of these kinds of writings floating around at this time period. James Bruce secured a copy of the Ethiopic Enoch in Abyssinia in 1769 and brought to Europe three manuscripts. And now we come to a very lengthy section in here. I'm only going to glance over it. But if you want to know all of the various perversions and compilations and insertions as you study the Book of Enoch, this particular encyclopedia article found in the Encyclopedia Americana 1951, but surely there's no references anything here earlier than about 1928. Some of the bibliography references here date all the way back into the 1500s. There's almost one and one half encyclopedia columns given over just to the bibliography. The information that Nathaniel Schmidt of the Cornell University, who wrote this article for the Encyclopedia Americana, one and a half columns of references that he sourced for this article. An excellent article, by the way. Completely different than even that shown in the Encyclopedia Britannica of the same time period, which I have in my possession, open on my table here. So into this we go. None of these is earlier than the 16th century. Even the oldest of them inspire no very great confidence, and all have manifestly suffered much in transmission. There's lots of additions made to these documents. Of the Greek text, the fragments preserved, and now we're going to go into it, and they're going to start listing it. But sometimes, just like with the Dead Sea Scroll, and you can go up on the internet and browse in the Book of Enoch, Dead Sea Scrolls, and you'll get the same web search that I did. But you'll find just little fragments, and I might share some of that. Just a few lines here and a few lines there, preserved from antiquity. And then we drop down to another thing. They discuss all the various fragments and all the parts and pieces. And then they mention Hugo Grotius. And we'll continue right there after this.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this inquiry into the Book of Enoch, you know, and it's an important book to study. It really is, because just like the Gospel of Thomas and some of the many other apocryphal documents that we've talked about, everyone's looking for that blessed hope. Everyone is hoping that if they can just go away from the Bible, they'll find a document that will answer all their questions and convince them to believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. It's all based on belief and faith. And if you don't have any belief, you don't have any faith, well, then you're in trouble, right? According to the preachers. But already Grotius, that would be Hugo Grotius, you know, he's the law of the sea, the free sea man. Liberum, the free sea. Mare Liberum. International law, the National Ocean Council, the geospatial planning on our exclusive enterprise zones, 200-mile-out zone, and so on and so forth, Hugo Grotius. Already Grotius, familiar only with the Cincellus fragments, expressed the opinion, now get this, that the Book of Enoch originally was small but grew gradually by expansion. And so we can see that certainly the son of Cain, Adam raised up Cain, that's a long time ago, a couple of weeks at least, the father of Methuselah, and according to another story in Genesis, that was a long time ago, obviously these books have no bearing on fact, and that they are additions and invented whole cloth by people that had ulterior motive. I don't know why they would write something like this and call it the Book of Enoch, but certainly even giving everything impossible to the idea of the oral tradition, give us a break. Anybody know what color eyes Noah had? I've never seen it written anywhere, and yet they seem to know his words perfectly. Lawrence, in 1821, pointed out some of the more obvious Noachic sections. And De Sacy, in 1822, suspected Christian interpolations. Murray, in 1836, who contended for a genuine nucleus. In other words, somewhere in here was a grain of truth. Recognized among the extensive later editions, several distinct books and assigned a separate authorship to, and then he goes through and lists the various places where they think they recognize an author change. You know, for those of you that may have read, you know, Mein Kampf, you realize when Adolf Hitler stopped writing and his secretary began writing. I think I have it noted on about page 30 of the document, anyway, and it's a lengthy book. Bruno Bauer maintained that there were several authors, and especially then, and he goes and tells the pieces, formed a book inserted in a larger volume. So he identifies, he breaks out what this individual thinks is a separate authorship, and it goes on, lists many, Holtzman, blah, 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 and Charles in 1893. Now, R.H. Charles is an important fellow. You can find his translation on the web. I have it on my browser this morning. Wide currency was given to the view that the volume is made up of five distinct books by different authors. Of course, none of them were Enoch. This division is indeed largely suggested by subheadings in the text itself. But within each of these books, a lack of unity has also been felt by critics, and it has been explained either by accretion or by compilation. It is thought that an original work has been expanded in the course of transmission, or a compiler is supposed to have pieced it together from various sources, a little here, a little there, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. The earlier and more widely accepted theory is that of accretion, but in recent years, again, several scholars have favored a documentary theory similar to that now in vogue in the Pentateuchal criticism, the Pentateuch, first five books of the law. It is therefore proper to consider the composition as well as the date and the original language of each book separately. Right, and so now this encyclopedia article is going to proceed through each of the books of Enoch, discussing the various parts, looking at and comparing which sections may have been written by whom, and highlighting certain parts, and then they'll proceed to the Slavonic Enoch, and then to the Hebrew Enoch. Of course, there won't be time to read every little bit of this. Still have pages to go in just this one encyclopedia article, but this is one of the reasons why we go to the encyclopedias. You get an idea, somebody says something on the web, you know. It's like William Cooper used to say, listen to everyone or anyone. Read anything. But believe nothing until you can verify it in your own research, because there's a hose bag behind every corner. And even in the truth movement. Book 1 unquestionably contains some disparate elements. It is likely to have begun originally, and then they continue. Book 1 was written in Aramaic, from which it was translated into Greek. And many agree on that. Some scholars have thought of the period preceding the Maccabean uprising. The majority, on what would seem more adequate grounds, the reign of John Hyrcanus, 135 to 104 BC. So Book 1 ought date no earlier than 135 years B.C., certainly not back to Lamech and Methuselah. In Book 2, the outlines of a ground plan are clearly discernible. Inserted excerpts from a book of Noah are equally unmistakable in, and then they go to list those sections. That the remainder is not a Joseph's coat without seams, as it was once called, is now universally admitted. dropping down, just catching highlights. Bousseau, or Bousset, has looked at the list, a long list here. It's Bruno, Bauer, Botcher, Drummond, Pfeiffer, DeFay, and Bousset have looked upon all the passages referring to the Messiah as Christian interpolations. Added later, Christian interpolations. In the case of these, Schmidt thinks of successive expansions first by Jewish and then by Christian hands. The idea of a Christian origin of the parables, that's a section of the Book of Enoch, held by Hilgenfeld, Vernet, Kuhnen, Tiedemann, Stanton, Koenig, and Cornell, is no longer advocated. As to the original language, there is still a decided difference of opinion between the two scholars who have published the results of special investigation upon this point. Charles, that would be R.H. Charles, thinks it was Hebrew, Schmidt, that it was Aramaic. The former assumes that the Ethiopic was made from a Greek version in which the New Testament term for the Son of Man was uniformly used by an Aramaic-speaking Jew who rendered it in three different ways, corresponding to three Aramaic expressions. Son of Man, right? That's also, that's Messianic. That's Christ. The latter thinks the absence of even the slightest sign of acquaintance with this particular book in patristic literature throws doubt upon the existence of a Greek version. So you've got all of these scholars, you know, the thinkers, who have pored over these documents, making vast comparisons, putting together many of the earliest versions, you know, that are out there, the fragments, the parts, the pieces, the real deal, the handwritten, scribed copies. And they put them all together in a room and they figure out what's going down here. And so far as we can see in this article, the consensus is not towards authenticity. Although it could be an authentic Book of Enoch, quote unquote, it's hardly the prophetic thinking of Enoch from the Bible. Continuing, the most widely accepted view at the present time is that this book was written not long before 63 B.C. The kings and the mighty who are often mentioned as persecutors are supposed to be Alexander Janus and the Sadducees. It is difficult, however, to see how they could be charged with putting their faith in the gods they have made with their own hands. And many scholars have considered it more natural to understand the phrase as referring to pagan rulers. It is significant that those ideas, expressions which have their closest counterparts in the Gospels and present the Messiah and present the Messiah in a more transcendent character than is found anywhere else in Jewish literature fit very loosely in the context and are connected with a title which even in the Gospels appears to be a translation not of the Greek, but of a Christian Aramaic original. So now we're jumping back and forth across the time barrier, jumping back and forth from B.C. to C.E., if you can say it that way, or A.D. Like the Jubilees in the Slavonic Enoch, it advocates a solar year of 365 days. This is Book 3, and this is a very interesting one. I'll read it all. Book 3, dealing with astronomy, has no doubt a few interpolations. We'll cover this Book 3 on astronomy right after this. Stay tuned.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And, of course, your calls are always welcome at 866-841-1065. Let's go to the call board. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John from Missouri. Good morning, John. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, Will. One thing that you pointed out in the last segment that I think is a very interesting thread to go on is the little leaven that's in the truce movement, as you call it, that's out there. And when you say that, it kind of leads my mind. My mind goes in a direction that brings up the concept of justice, and being able to have a discernment. And, another thing that you had said in the past also is that, you know, sometimes things are kind of like a bowl of cherries. There's some good little nuggets in there, but you have to really pilfer through some bad ones.
You certainly do. It takes a tremendous amount of discernment, and it certainly takes time, too. And it takes a lot of
different.
Yeah, you've got to have a lot of different stuff under your belt already to be able to, you know, see when you're getting hosed and when you're not.
And the one thing that I think that's very important, at least for everyone, you know, is to understand some basic principles as far as who they are. You know, you often say, you know, find out who you are and whose you are.
Exactly.
And those are very two important concepts. Now, as far as whose you are, that certainly takes an awful lot longer to figure out than finding out who you are. At least that's been my experience.
Well, who you are is a real knotty question, too. And, you know, I can't say with any definiteness that I've answered those two questions, but they're fundamental. I mean, they're the beginning of all study as far as I'm concerned, because at the end of the day, if you can absolutely know beyond a shadow of a doubt who you are and whose you are, you have just, you know, gained a major foothold on this planet. And so, yeah, and who you are is a real conundrum, you know. But and whose you are, is an extreme understanding.
Yes. And the one thing, too, about who you are, it's something that, I mean, you really do have to latch on to what little thread that you have, a nugget of information that you have about who you are, because really what you need to do in order to improve your life, and I'm not talking about any sort of ambition, I'm not talking about any sort of brass ring of power or any of this BS, but finding out what your vision for your life is, taking ownership of who you are. A lot of these things you have to get to a certain understanding where you can proceed without doubt.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly.
very difficult because you're dealing with these embedded belief systems that is the history of the world.
That's absolutely right. I mean, when at the end of the discussion, so to speak, at some point you stand there for, okay? At that point, you can actually put both of your feet on the ground. You can hold your head up. You stick your chest out. And now we're looking forward. We're moving into this time period, which I hope to be greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. But until you have a fairly good grasp on who you are and whose you are, how can you even plan the future if you don't know and understand the past? And as I've said before, John, and you well know, the idea is that our entire lives, we're like a diver, and we rush out to the end of the diving board, and we leap up, and with all of our force, we come down on the end of that diving board, and it absorbs our energy, and then it springboards us back up, and our entire life is spent at that moment where your toes actually come off that board, and all of the energy of the past, and all of that, you know, built-up energy, it projects you into, you're always falling forward into the future. And that's where we exist.
Yes, and the one thing that I find very, very edifying is the relationship that a person can have with the people in his immediate surroundings, with the person in his immediate environment, the relationships, his wife, his children, his family, his friends, coworkers, even whenever... even if somebody makes the decision to actually get in the system and embed within the system, not in a way of sort of a suicide mission or something crazy like that, but in an effort of trying to sow seeds of doubt into these belief systems, because these people are people too, and there's certainly enough fingers to point to pass the blame to everyone. Everybody's guilty, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And it takes an awful lot of patience to. And you do lose your patience, no doubt. But it takes an awful lot of patience to deal with some of these things. But if you just stick with it, you can get some wind in your sails and you can see a turning happen in your environment. And it's something that is very, very awesome.
Well, you know, all of the various consensus councils, all of the various meetings that you go to, John, you know, they always have their mission statements. They always have their vision statements and things like that. Well, I'm hoping to instill a vision statement for the audience as well. We're looking forward to a time in the near future, perhaps in the distant future as well, a time of greater and greater freedom, less and less tyranny and despotic control. And so if you can sow that seed in the hearts and minds of others around you, and if you can build a family, a nucleus around you that have that future look, that future anticipation, then I think that we can begin to build real towns and real cities and real lives based upon truth, where up until this point, we have based most everything, like that one British parliamentarian said, on nothing but a pack of lies. And in this century, with the internet at our disposal and radio venues like this and elsewhere, if we can at this time begin to chart a course into the truth and to set aside all of these misconceptions and falsities and all of these systems of control that have kept us in bondage all of these thousands of years, if we can set that aside now, then we can really have a good future. But if we fall for the old claptrap and get repented and put back in the box and find ourselves in that box canyon of GIS, GPS, global governance, well, then we've shot the wad, because from that, the controllers have already set it up. There will be no escape.
Yes. Well, Will, it was great talking to you. I plan on talking to you again. hope to hear many more broadcasts. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you for listening. Thanks for calling in, John. Always nice to hear from the listeners from Missouri. And, you know, we've just got a few more minutes to go in today's broadcast, about 3 minutes to go. So I'm just going to touch a little bit on this book three, because it's really exciting to many people to think about this book of astronomy written so long ago by a man ostensibly called Enoch. But as you deal with it and get into it more and more, you're going to discover that even though there are things that were known about the length of the year and the seasons, the writing, you know, there are things that are profound in this world that are sometimes obscurant or occulted. And then there is the obscure and the occult that is sometimes profound. But sometimes not everything that is profound is obscure. Not everything that's obscure is profound. And in this case, Book 3, dealing with astronomy, has no doubt a few interpolations. In other words, many authors. The endeavor to prove that it is a compilation of four documents dovetailed into one another does not seem to be called for by the facts. If the Jubilees, this is another one of these apocryphal documents, the Book of Jubilees, if Jubilees was written in Hebrew, as is probable, this book may have been written in that same language. Like Jubilees in the Slavonic Enoch, it advocates a solar year of 364 days. Now, we know it's 365 and change, and so does he, really. But it advocates a solar year, and that's important. This is a transition, because the Hebrews had a lunar year. And so there's a difference between the lunar understandings and solar understandings as more people became aware and wrote their thinking down. It is quoted in the former work and may be dated to 110 B.C. The author makes the longest day of the year 16 hours. Now notice, this is how carefully these works have been studied. The author, this would be whoever Enoch was, the author makes the longest day of the year 16 hours. I noticed that myself. Which led Lawrence and Murray to infer that his home was near the Caspian or the Black Sea. Because you see, the average length of a day, the daylight hours, can be tracked on the planet. And Martin thinks that it may indicate the use of a document written in the latitudes and longitudes, the latitude of Constantinople. It is possible that the writer reflected upon the lengths of the day in the region where he supposed that the antediluvians to have lived. We'll pick it up with Book 3, Book 4, and others in the next broadcast. And until then, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland.
PolitiStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.